This is Lake Effect Weekend from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Bonnie North. Mary Alice Monroe is best known for her New York Times best-selling The Beach House series. And while beaches and the ocean can be a relaxing getaway and even a magical place to live, the beach can also pose a significant risk, especially during hurricane season. Monroe moved to North Carolina after growing up in the Midwest, and she experienced many storms living on a barrier island. However, Hurricane Irma in 2017 was the storm that inspired her most recent book, The Summer Guests. The book takes place during peak hurricane season as a storm forces a group of strangers to take refuge at a horse farm in the mountains of North Carolina. It's based on Monroe's own experiences working with rescue horses, and The Summer Guest not only gives a look into the lives of the people taking shelter, but also into their equestrian world. Mary Alice Monroe joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski by phone ahead of a book tour stop at Books & Company in Oconomowoc this Monday.
Mary Alice Monroe, welcome to Lake Effect. Thanks for taking a few moments to speak with me today.
Well, hello. Glad to be here.
So what inspired you to delve into the world of professional horse riding for your book, The Summer Guests?
Well, you know, I'm not an equestrian. I don't own a horse. I don't ride horses. But I love horses, and I think that's the point, is that we can love horses and not own them. And it's a universal love. Everyone in America, I think, feels a kinship to this icon in our culture. But it goes a little further than that for me. I was working with rescue horses, and I'm really concerned about what's happening to discarded horses in the United States. So I began working with them to try and rehome them after rehabilitation. And that was up in North Carolina. But I didn't feel the story. I mean, I knew there was a connection to horses, but I didn't have a story, because for me, I don't know the story until I volunteer with the animals. I think that's unique to my books and my style. I have a species first, and then I work with them. And after I work with the animals, the story comes to me. So I was getting a little nervous. And then Hurricane Irma came, and that was the birth of the book.
Right. With hurricanes, you know, obviously that's not something we in Wisconsin experience directly.
Right. Tornadoes.
Yeah, so tornadoes, but with hurricanes, we can only see it viscerally through the news, you know. With your hurricane experience, how did that shape this book? Because it kind of follows the arc of an incoming storm passing through, follows various groups of people. So did you live through one yourself, and how did that give you insight of what to highlight? What stuck with you the most about that experience?
Well, I certainly have lived through hurricanes. I actually am from the Chicago area, and I lived in Wisconsin for a long time in Milwaukee, and have a lot of family all over Wisconsin. And I didn't know much about hurricanes back then either. But my husband took us to South Carolina, to Charleston, with his work. And we moved to a barrier island. And barrier islands are called that because that's exactly their job, is to protect the mainland from storms. So I moved there 21 years ago. So I've been on the turtle team for Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, for 20 years. And I've seen a lot of hurricanes, and I've seen the effects on the beaches. So after 20 years of living on the barrier island, I must have lived through as many hurricanes, because we don't have to evacuate for Category 1 hurricane. So we stay. But sometimes they go, well, oops, that was a Category 2. It got a little stronger than we thought. And my hair is falling out, and I'm shaking. And I'm, yes, I know. So I now know after 20 years to get out, because climate change is a fact now. We all know that. And what's happening to all storms, hurricanes, water events, but like flooding, fires, drought, they're all going to start intensifying. So I wanted to write a book to share with my readers my experience with hurricane evacuation, but also to kind of put a personal note on it, because I do believe evacuation from natural disasters, whether it's a tornado, which already I know have hit the Midwest hard, and flooding or fires, any natural disaster, that we be prepared and get out when the experts tell us to get out.
With evacuation and, of course, the rescue efforts that ultimately and inevitably come along with those, often the animals are an afterthought in most people's minds.
Yes.
And one thing we don't see or think of is the large animals and livestock that are put at risk.
Exactly.
In a hurricane. We see the dogs and cats, you know, maybe being transported to different states, but not these massive animals. So how did you learn about what needs to be done when it comes to evacuating massive animals in these situations, such as a hurricane?
Well, it started out with Hurricane Irma in 2017. I now am, frankly, I'm afraid of hurricanes. I'm the first one packing when that storm is approaching. So I told my husband, I'm out of here, and I've learned I don't take my silver and my things. I pack my animals. So I packed up my 3 dogs, 5 canaries, and a goldfish, and there are not a lot of hotels that will take you with animals. So I called up friends. You know, you have to ask who you call when you have an emergency. So I called my friend, and she owns a horse farm in North Carolina. And as I went up, she told me a lot of other people were coming from Florida, because Irma, if everyone remembers, was sort of wobbling between the two coasts. So it was a huge evacuation from Florida with a lot of horses. 250, 300 horses came to try on North Carolina. So that was how I learned so much about the transportation of horses. I got to the farm in North Carolina. This is all a true story. And people from Miami came with their dogs and a big horse. People from Wellington, Florida, which is a big equestrian center, came with their Grand Prix million-dollar horses, you know, for the Olympics. And they came in with their dogs as well. Horse people tend to have dogs. And her daughter came with a newborn baby, and another couple came with their horse. And also these 250 other horses were looking for a place to stay. And they were building the Tryon Equestrian Center, which is in the book, at that time. And Catherine Bellissimo, who wrote the foreword and is now a friend, but she's one of the organization that built this huge Tryon Equestrian Center, which had the World Equestrian Games. So she opened up the 500 barns to the evacuating horses, and in they came. There were show horses, there were school horses, and there were rescues all housed there. So those of us who were there, and I work with wild animals, I'm skilled with animals, we all went down to help, to feed them, to brush them, to walk them, to do what we could. So I really heard a lot of stories about the panic of people who have to transport large horses. And I also heard about so many people who were caught off guard, especially last year with Hurricane Michael. They just open up the barns and let the horses run. I mean, it's all they can do. I know in North Carolina there was flooding, and a lot of the chicken farms and pork farms had a lot of loss and flooding. So when you have livestock, not just equestrians, but all people are really scared and caught without knowing what to do.
This book highlights the few fortunate who figured out what to do and were able to all come
and
together.
And knew someone.
Yes, and knew someone.
These were equestrians. And the equestrian world is very unique. And I wanted to give my readers a peek into this world that most of us don't know much about. It's a world of privilege. These are wealthy people for the most part. And this farm that they went to is an actual farm, and that's where I went. And they had multiple little cottages that people could stay at. So we were a group of people up at this farm, and we were fortunate. We had someone we could call. But it was also, you know, it was amazing to be there in a hurricane where you're caught away from the coast, but you're feeling safe, but not safe at the same time. And we all helped each other. We helped the animals. We helped the dogs. But women helped each other. We were cooking the spaghetti and helping with the babies and, you know, walking the dogs, and it's what women do best. And that's when I knew I had a novel. I wanted to write about the people who were caught off guard in this unusual world with horses and dogs. But also, they're just people helping people.
Right, and there are many sets of characters that the book follows, but do you consider one in particular to be the main, you know, such as Gerda or anyone else?
Yeah, I think Gerda is the most interesting character. She is actually born from a real-life person that I met when I went to the World Equestrian Games, and I went to para dressage, and I didn't know anything about para dressage. And these are people who have infirmities, and I met Katie Jackson, who is a para dressage writer who had lost her leg to cancer. But instead of feeling sorry for herself, she used it as an opportunity to go for the Olympics. And I just learned so much from her about her courage and her beauty of spirit. And she was my guide to create Gerda and all the details about what you do to care for your prosthesis.
Her example, and you give a little insight into the various careers, jobs of all the people staying in one place.
Yes.
But one big character is, of course, the setting. So what did you think was most important to capture about South Carolina?
Well, I think what's interesting about South Carolina is we have both the ocean and the mountains. And that's why in this book, you have the one character, Kara Rutledge, who actually is a heroine in the Beach House series. That's my most popular series. In the movie, The Beach House, was made with Andie MacDowell and on Hallmark Hall of Fame. So people love her. So I used Kara as the person who goes from the north to go rushing home to the island to board up her house. So in this book, I gave you the ocean and what it's like to be on the at a hurricane on the ocean, which is my personal experience, and going up to the mountains where water is a big issue, but also the beauty of the mountains, much more like Wisconsin, where you have lakes and green foliage and hiking. It's a different world than the beach.
Ultimately, this story is also about learning what matters most when it comes to emergency harrowing situations such as this. And as you continue writing, what matters most to you when you're creating a story?
You know, that's easy for me to answer. Every book that I write, my purpose or the why of the book is really to introduce my readers to a new world, to a new species. Because if I'm passionate and I work with the animals, that's a hallmark of my book, is that I work with every animal, whether it's a dolphin, a monarch butterfly, a whale, or in this case, the horse. I have rolled up my sleeves and worked with this animal for years. And when I look into a horse's eye, I feel a passion. I love this animal. I connect with the animal. And that's what my promise is for every book that I write to the reader, is that I won't write a book until I feel it, and you will too. Because my mantra is, if you care, you take care. And that is what I'm really after, is that we all feel connected to this beautiful planet that we share, to the animals on it. Because if we connect to nature, I honestly know that we will have better relationships with those people in our lives that we connect with on a daily basis.
Well, Mary Alice Monroe, author of The Summer Guests, I enjoyed the read. Thank you so much for talking with me about
it
today.
Thank you. It was exciting for me, and I can't wait to get back to the Milwaukee area. I really love Wisconsin.
Mary Alice Monroe is the author of The Summer Guests. She'll be at Books & Company in Oconomowoc on Monday, June 24th. You can find out more at wuwm.com.